From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. The British exit from the EU is providing a push for closer military cooperation in Europe as well. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns. The European Union's chief negotiator for Britain's exit from the bloc says an agreement must be in place by October 2018. Michel Barnier issued the timetable Tuesday in Brussels. He warned that Britain could not just cherry-pick what it likes about the European Union. Barnier laid out four conditions for a final agreement, including acceptance of the EU single economic market and its four freedoms, among them the freedom of movement among all peoples. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to ban the full-face veil worn by Muslim women as a way to stop what she called parallel societies from developing in Germany. Ms. Merkel had just been re-elected as chairwoman of her Christian Democratic Party at an annual conference Tuesday when she said the burqa should be forbidden wherever legally possible. That would include schools, courts, and other public buildings. The Syrian government says it will reject any ceasefire agreement that allows rebels to stay in eastern Syria. The Syrian Foreign Ministry argues that such an agreement would just allow the rebels to regroup and carry on the battle. It vowed to not leave citizens of eastern Aleppo in what it called the terrorist captivity. The Syrian statement comes just a day after Russia and China vetoed a council vote to impose a ceasefire.